Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This is Paris.
Hey guys, so we are back with another Wellness Wednesday. Today we have the legend, the icon, Deepak Chopra.
I thought you were going to say me. But...
and the other icon, Lucas Gage. Let's do this.
Hi Paris, so nice to be with you again.
Nice to be with you again as well. This is my friend Lucas.
Hi, I'm such a big fan of you. I just did your 21-day meditation with Oprah and you changed my life. So I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you, Lucas.
So you've been a pioneer of mindfulness and meditation for decades. Did you ever imagine it would gain the popularity it has now?
I did not, Paris. I started my journey almost 45 years ago, discovering what are now called the molecules of emotion, like serotonin, opiates, oxytocin, and so on. And I knew there was a connection between mind, spirit, and body, but there was no proof. Now we know that meditation and mindfulness actually changes your gene expression. We did a study with Harvard and UCSF and Scripps and the Chopra Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And in a one-week retreat, we found that people who were doing these practices, the genes that cause anti-aging and the genes that cause healing and self-regulation and homeostasis went up some 17-fold. The genes that cause inflammation associated with chronic disease like Alzheimer's, et cetera, cancer, went down. The level of the enzyme telomerase, which controls how we age, went up 40%. So during this 1 week, at least, we showed reversal of aging. So now we are launching something called the longevity experiment to see how if we combine meditation, mindfulness, with something called signal molecules, which are molecules that help DNA repair itself and also realign and regulate metabolism, we could extend health span and longevity almost indefinitely.
Wow, that's fascinating. I need to do this.
I have a question for you, Deepak. In your 21-day, there's one that really sticks with me. There's a mantra or a thing that you say about talking about connecting to your childlike playfulness and naivety. That one is one of my favorite ones that you do. And afterwards, there's a mantra that you give us. And I have a little bit of trouble with this mantra, but there's something that Paris used to say when I used to watch her as a kid that was very playful and fun. And it was sana sa. And could I use that as the mantra after that, that could connect me to this playfulness? Like, sana sa.
Of course you can. Of course you can. The mantra is just an instrument to anchor you into the experience and that memory. So if that memory elicits wonder, curiosity, playfulness, joy, then that's your anchor. Use it.
And why do you think that we get rid of our playfulness and our wonder and our curiosity as we get older? Why does that diminish?
It's called education, which is information overload. The original meaning of education is educor, to bring out what is already at the core of a human being. So there's a saying in the meditation traditions, every child that is born is proof that God has not yet given up on human beings. But God has competition, it's called education. Our education now is not bringing out what the potential is, but loading people with information. If I need information, I can Google it. I don't need to go to school for it. And yet our school systems are totally screwed up because they're not bringing out the full potential that is there in any child. All you have to look at a child and see wonder, curiosity, playfulness, joy, love, empathy, compassion, sparkle in their eyes. And then you say, no, this is your name, Lucas. You're Christian, this is the school you go to, and this is your economic status. Now you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm glad that I dropped out early, but I definitely still was affected by a lot of this education. And I think it did diminish some of the joy and some of the wonder and curiosity.
That's it, yeah. I think that's one of Paris's secrets. She still has that innate...
She does.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why we all love her.
Love you. Flower child forever.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Just like, I don't know, I've always felt like I have that childlike quality and I feel like a kid at heart always. And I don't know, I think that's just like a great way to be, because when you lose that, absolutely, I feel like you lose yourself.
Yep.
And it's absolutely boring and beyond. So do you think like all the stress of the pandemic and everything that's happened over the past 2 years has caused people to want to learn more about meditation and healing?
Yes. You know, there have been many pandemics in the last 3 years. One is, of course, COVID. The second is a lot of people lost their jobs. So there was a financial pandemic. But the most important pandemic was stress, which is the perception of threat, where they feel unsafe, whether it's psychologically, emotionally, or anyway, financially. And that really was aggravating even what was happening with the pandemic. So our research showed that those who were stressed, those who had chronic illness like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, those who were depressed, those who were anxious, and those who had inflammation were more prone to getting sick from the pandemic. Now, you say elderly people, yes. But what about the young people who some of them were dying, some of them were in respirators? They had what are called inflammatory storms. Their body was flooded with inflammation, which is their body's on fire, metaphorically speaking. And all of them had severe anxiety and depression at the same time. Now, our research also shows that low-grade anxiety and low-grade depression and low-grade inflammation predict disease by decades. So if you catch them early, then you can actually prevent that from happening. And that is one of the things that we're engaged in right now. You know, you start to give people the experience of what it is to be joyful. I don't know if you know this, Paris, but right now, the second most common cause of death in teenagers is suicide. Every 40 seconds, somebody in the world is dying from suicide. And we've started through our foundation a campaign called Never Alone, where we don't want anyone ever to feel that they're isolated. And we give them attention, appreciation, affection, joy, and acceptance. And then they create their own communities. The answer to everything, everything, all human suffering, is a pandemic of joy. And that's what we should be all doing, creating a pandemic of joy.
I love that.
Me too.
That's incredible.
I hope the next pandemic is joy.
Me too.
Well, help us spread it. You're doing it already by having me on your podcast. So I'm grateful.
We're grateful to have you on here.
Well, yeah, we're grateful to have you. You're so accomplished and you're constantly busy doing so many podcasts. Do you ever get stressed out and anxiety about all of your to-do lists?
You know, I ask myself only 2-3 questions. Is it fun? Number 2, am I hanging out with people who are fun to be with? And number 3, does it alleviate suffering? If I can say yes to all those 3, I do it. There's no stress.
I love that. I need to incorporate that. I'm an actor. I'm not as cool or important as Paris, but sometimes my thoughts and my anxiety get in the way. Like at work, I sometimes think that, and I have to remember what you teach is like, we aren't our thoughts and we aren't our body. But in the moment, it's hard to disconnect from your thoughts when you're thinking, am I bad at this? Do I suck? Am I messing up? What would you suggest in those moments? Because you can't tell yourself, just don't think these thoughts. Don't be stressed out. Don't be anxious. It makes it worse. What do you do in those moments?
Lucas, you're not the first one. You know, I used to work with Michael Jackson, and I worked with a lot of people who are very famous for their talent, you know, either as singers or as performers or actors. And they all, 100% of them, have what is called performance anxiety. And so within limits, that's a good thing, because it is the wisdom of insecurity that makes you want to achieve more and more, right? But if you have too much of it, then you judge yourself only as your last big hit. And you know, if you have had a few hits, big accomplishments, then you become nervous. Am I going to be able to do it again? And so when that performance anxiety goes out of control, then it's damaging. A little bit is good. It makes you perform better. You know, as I said, I call it the wisdom of insecurity. But then my advice to you is, when you're performing, be in the process. Don't be thinking about the result. Okay, it's like when I'm enjoying a good song, I'm not thinking of the end of the song, right? I'm enjoying the song. When you dance, you're not thinking, when is this going to end? You're dancing. So when you're performing, just perform with passion, with what is, be a PhD in performance, called passion, hunger, and drive. That's it.
Oh, I love that. Be in the process. Don't be result oriented. Right. I need you in my ear at all times.
God. This is Paris.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Paris Hilton. On April 30th, my podcast, Trapped in Treatment, returns for a second season.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
That he was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment starting April 30th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So your new book is called Abundance, The Inner Path to Wealth. What does abundance mean to you, and how can we have abundance in times of fear and insecurity?
Okay, so, you know, interestingly enough, the thought came to me to write this book after I heard a lyric from Bob Marley, which said, some people are so poor, all they have is money. And I started to think about that. You know, I started to think, can money buy you true love? The answer is no. Can money buy you compassion, insight, intuition, imagination? Can money buy, get rid of the fear of old age, infirmity, or even death? And the answer is no. So then I started to do some research on what makes people happy and feel abundant. And I actually found there's something called the happiness equation. So the happiness equation has three things. One's your set point in the brain. And that is some people who are unhappy, they're always condemning, complaining, criticizing, playing the victim. On the other hand, people who are happy, they always seek opportunity, even in the midst of adversity, but they also give each other and themselves attention, appreciation, affection, and acceptance. Money is important in order to have a abundant life too. But if it becomes your identity, then you confuse yourself with your selfie. I like to say that you're not yourself, you're yourself. And so your net worth and your self-worth are two different things. If you think your net worth gives you self-worth, then you should seriously think about it. So money adds about 10 to 12% every day in our happiness experience. The third component is the choices we make every day. So there are two kinds of choices we make every day. One's for personal pleasure, things like, you know, alcohol or shopping or entertainment or sex. And these make us happy too, but only for a short time. And then we have to repeat the same experience. And if we have an addictive personality, then we might get addicted to what is called pleasure. And now pleasure becomes painful. So we should make choices for personal pleasure, but within moderation. There's another kind of choice we make, and that is for what people call fulfillment. And you get fulfilled when you have meaning and purpose in life. But the fastest way to be happy is to make another person happy. And so when I looked at that equation, then I said abundance is generosity of spirit. It comes from our source and it includes money, but it also includes love and belongingness. It includes meaning and purpose. It includes creative insight, intuition, insight. It also includes the grace of, as you grow older, you don't stop growing old. And ultimately, it includes finding your true self, which is timeless, which goes beyond the fear of death. So that's true abundance. And money is one component.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think that money definitely does not buy happiness, but making others does. Like, for me to make someone smile and make someone happy and be the reason for it makes me so happy. And that's something that I do every single day of my life.
Well, you're a good example. Millions of people would say that.
Thank you.
She is. I love you. I love one of your quotes that you have, that the first year to the 25th year is for growing and learning, and 25 to 50 is for the fame and the success, and then 50 and everything after that is your true self, when you're really getting to know yourself.
Yeah, but the 25 is learning, education. Yeah. Second 25 is fame and fortune. Third 25 is giving back. And fourth 25 is what we call self-realization, getting in touch and being intimate with your soul. So you go beyond the fear of death. It's called self-realization. So these are called the four phases in my tradition. I'm already in my fourth phase. And I'm
You look so good. You look amazing and you take such good care of yourself and it shows. And yeah, I struggle with that. I'm sure I'll get better with it in age, but I definitely have a fear of death and a fear of growing old.
You will get over it if you get in touch with your true self. And that's my life's work now, helping people get in touch with their true self. Go beyond their selfie and find themselves. The body mind is your selfie. It's not who you are.
I know that you offer a bunch of steps to this, like the yoga and the meditation and focusing your energy. But what do you think, like, the first tool you would give in staying present would be if someone was just starting in this practice?
Just stop once in a while and ask yourself, am I present? That's it.
That simple. Am I present right now?
That simple. Am I present right now? Asking that question brings you into the present.
You know, I just realized when I said that, I just took a breath and realized I wasn't even breathing.
There you are.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. So watch your breath too. Your breath is a sign of whether you're present or not. You know, be with your breath. You know, this is the Buddha's original teaching. You know, he got in touch with his breath. And if nothing else, take 24 hours just to focus on your breath. Take a day off and focus on your breath for about 2 or 3 hours, if you can do it, or even 1 hour. Then get into the habit of stopping once in a while and being aware of your breath and asking that same question.
Love that. Thank you.
I feel like it's so hard for me to do that as well. Like, I'm so ADD. Like, I can't even do yoga. I can't meditate. I can't relax. Like, my mind is moving so fast. There's like so many things happening. Like, how do you relax and like meditate? Because I literally have no idea.
Well, right now, Paris, there are so many aids, including artificial intelligence, apps. We have an app called Chopra Global. We teach meditation with online. But as you, I know you are very big in this whole metaverse NFT world. We are creating something called MetaHuman Apps, and we just finished an immersive experience, our foundation, with the Van Gogh Museums and something called Lighthouse. So you can go into the museum for about a half-hour show, and you can have the same experience that you would with deep meditation. And as we enter this so-called metaverse with all that's happening in the NFT community and the artists, I think there'll be very many ways to get people into the same space. Some people get to that space through music, some people through dancing, some people through yoga, some people through breathing, some people through poetry, some people through visual art, some people through this new digital art. So when we bring it all together, I think there's no one way to get into that space, but the space is always available to you. It's the space between your thoughts. So it is your thought that messes you up, you know, but there's a space between every thought. The more we can expand that space between thought or between breath or between any perception, and these new technologies that are emerging, I think we'll be able to do that with things like Oculus, but even in real time, you know, by entering into a studio that offers that ability. You know, you and I were in Dubai last time when we spoke, but in Dubai, they're creating something called the Museum of the Future. Mm. I was there 3 weeks ago, and they're creating these spaces in the museum where without an Oculus, you could have the same experience.
Mm, I want to check that out. I'm like obsessed with the metaverse and NFTs and everything, so I definitely want to check out that project. And also go to this other museum. That sounds epic.
Mr. Chopra, I was at the NFT Metaverse Museum in Amsterdam the other week, and Paris actually has an exhibit there for NFTs. And yes. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was freaking out.
Yeah, we created something called Seva.love. It's NFT for good. So we just raised money for Amelia Clark for brain injury and brain trauma. We're now, through NFTs, raising money for rescuing bears from Mongolia, for starting a school in Nepal, and also for actually creating a show where the great apes come to rescue humanity, because humanity is sleepwalking its way to death. So anytime you want any association with us, NFT for good, we're there to serve you.
I would love
That's so cool. Paris, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't yours about mental health and about your escape, the pink room when you were in a dark place and that was your escape?
Yes, that was just kind of like this place that I would go to when I was dealing with trauma and the abuse that I was suffering at these schools. And it was kind of like this safe place that I created. So I love NFTs that, you know, really represent something like that.
You've been enormously gifted in actually doing some of the best NFTs there are right now and making them helpful for the world. So you're a role model for all of us.
Thank you. That means so much coming from you.
This is Paris.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Paris Hilton. On April 30th, my podcast, Trapped in Treatment, returns for a second season.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
That he was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment starting April 30th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 7 Slitting Questions.
Yes. What is your life slogan?
Heal.
Love that. Sunrise or sunset?
You can't tell the difference.
I love that.
Yes. Do you believe in ghosts?
I think we're all ghosts. By the time I see you, the one that I'm seeing is not there. It takes a little moment to, by the time you hear my words, you won't, those words have disappeared. So everything we're looking is a lucid dream in a vivid now. We are living in ghost land already. There are only ghosts as symbols of whom
I'm true. That is so trippy. You're so right. And I'm shook right now. I'm shook.
All,
and I'm slipping.
All of us are fictional characters in a collective dreamscape. So,
oh, yeah, we're in a video game.
That's right. We're in a simulation. So that's what the metaverse is, the real metaverse.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay, what is your favorite body part?
I think we don't have body parts. They're actually activities of the whole. So I would say the very idea of a body part is a misperception. It's a magical lie. But if I had a favorite body part, it would be the brain because it controls all the other body parts.
We're not our thoughts. Our thoughts are us. We're not our brain. We're not our body, but our bodies are... When our bodies aren't in the world is in our body, is what you're saying. Right.
The world is in, no, you're not in your body. Your body is in you. You're not in your mind. Your mind is in you. You're not.
Oh my God.
The world is in you. You are the creator and the user of your mind, your brain, your body, which is projecting as the world out there.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I see what you're saying. Would you want to hear a harsh truth, even if it was unflattering or caused suffering?
I think it's very important to be immune to criticism and not be offended by it, but to take it as feedback. So I would not be offended. If you're offended by criticism, then you'll be offended for the rest of your life. You'll be at the mercy of every stranger on the street.
How often do you floss?
I floss all the time whenever I brush my teeth. Yeah.
Hot.
That's hot.
That's hot. We love a healthy, clean.
We need to floss our brains too.
Yes.
I need to floss my soul.
Yes. No, the floss is, soul is always pure. It's the mind, the brain that needs the floss.
I don't know if mine is pure, honestly. Thank you.
We'll be after this.
Thanks. I do. I'm truly with my two biggest icons and legends right now. I feel so grateful to be in the same meta room with you two. Wow.
Yes. And our last living question is, what is your favorite holiday?
I'm on a perpetual holiday. I think my vocation is my vacation. So every moment is a holiday for me. You know, the word holiday comes from the word holy day. So every day is holy.
I like it.
We should start treating every day as a holiday. I think we'd be a much joyful world.
Yeah, celebrative. The life is to be surprised. You know, that we take our life and our existence for granted is the biggest mystery to me. If you're perpetually surprised with existence, holiday every moment.
I like that. That's one of the quotes in my book. One of the quotes is, you should treat every day like it's your birthday.
Yeah. Every day is a new day. Every moment is new. Look out. Look at the world as if for the first time.
Guys, I think that we need to do a wellness retreat with the two of you. And I think the whole world would be such a better place.
It would be an honor. Let's do it whenever you guys are ready. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too. Let's go. Well, thank you so much. We're so honored to have you on here.
Thank you, both of you. Lucas, thank you, Paris. And stay in touch, okay?
Definitely.
Will do.
Okay. God bless.
See you soon. God bless.
Bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So that was so much fun. And Lucas, I loved doing that with you. I can't wait to do more. And yes.
Me too. Thank you. Sliving.
Sliving. See you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.